Women That Lead presents Our Leading Edge, featuring your host, Jenna Forster, Mastermind Executive Coach, inspiring women to lead with alignment, passion, and purpose through conversations that inspire. Stretch yourself to a new level. Learn, grow, expand. And now, here's your host, Jenna Forster.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone. Welcome to Our Leading Edge. I'm your host, Jenna Forster, and I'm happy to be with you. The date is February 22nd when we are broadcasting this live. So whenever you do listen to this, welcome. Thank you for being here. This is actually the last show of this series. I'll be taking on some new endeavors and some new creative ventures that I hope you'll join me for. So I will look forward to that, and I'll be sure to let all of you know when we get forward with that. But today I want to speak to something that is very near and dear to my heart, and it's something that I speak on quite a bit. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and that's personal leadership. I feel very strongly about personal leadership. I've worked in the field of leadership for a very long time, and most individuals or organizations are always focused on leading others or leading organizations or both. I want to bring a new concept into the conversation, and that is leading ourselves. So we're going to discuss personal leadership, and it's you and I today, so we're going to do this together. And I want to be a little honest. Whenever I say personal leadership, I usually get one of three responses. I get, what the heck is that? Sometimes I get eye rolling with the comment, that sounds like a lot of work. And then sometimes I get a thumbs up right on. So I know and respect and appreciate that perhaps something like one of these three reactions just happened for all of you listening. And my commitment to you is that I'm going to make this as interesting as possible so that we can gain some learning and some value from this podcast. When most of us think of leadership, we tend to think about individuals. We'll call them leaders. And they usually stand out in front. They're engaging, encouraging, motivating, and hopefully inspiring. They're really trying to move those around them to create some sort of outcome. We, as a society, at least in North America, we see leadership as the cause, and then the outcome is the effect. We see specific roles as leadership roles, whether they're within our community or in an organization, and we have these preconceived notions of what or who leaders are, what roles they're in, what level of impact they should have, because we believe that all leaders are here with the sole notion of leading others in order to lead some sort of entity, whether it be an organization or a group of people. There's a good friend of mine, Brian Weber, who was on the show not too long ago, and he always states that without followers, there are no leaders. So there's a dynamic play that happens. But I want to spend a little bit of time just challenging the simple fact that we are all leading one or multiple things in our lives every single day. You may be leading yourself, your family structure, your work. Perhaps you lead within the friendships that you have at different times. You can watch the dynamics in any group, and at different times, people are stepping forward to lead that group. So if I think about anybody listening to this call, really, in some capacity, we're all leading in our lives on a daily basis. Anyone that volunteers within the community is taking on a leadership role. Leadership looks like a lot of different things. So it's much broader than how we culturally view it. Leadership is, it's more than needing to shift those around us. It's more than trying to maneuver all the players involved to make some sort of difference. When we may be failing at understanding that full depth of leadership, our days can sometimes be filled with the different mindsets or feelings where you hear people say, well, if John could just step up and do what he's supposed to do, I can get my part done. Or if only this situation was different, then the project would be successful. It's very externally driven. A lot of us have this leadership stuff, in my view, all wrong. When our sole focus is based on trying to lead outward, meaning the people around us, or when our sole focus is to lead the situation or the individuals involved. With all of us only leading outward, it could be said that there would be no leaders, because once again, there are no leaders without followers. We cannot engage in leadership if we don't have anyone to lead. But this can't be a true statement, because leadership happens everywhere all the time. There must be something missing from our current definition of leadership. And this is where I believe personal leadership comes in. What I know to be true is that any solid, lasting success in any person, in any project, in any community, will only come if those individuals involved dedicate part of their focus on leading inward. From taking that leadership role with yourself first, on leading ourselves. Because we spend so much time and energy deflecting outward. How am I coming across? Or how am I portraying who I think I should be? You see, we stay focused on our potential when our energy is set in that mindset of what does this other person think of me? And we can get wrapped around the axle with that, where most of our behavior starts to be enforced by what we think other people need, see, or think. The challenge with leading from this position of concern or fear, it's that the more we take action from this mindset, the less able we are to fully engage in each situation. We end up becoming fixers instead of leaders. And we're always trying to get ahead of the game, trying to exhibit some form of control over what's going on around us. And if we think about the energy expenditure of that, and how much energy we're putting out trying to control all of the variables that are around us, it's a great deal of energy. And what would happen if we could pull all of that back and bring it inward so that we are focused on ourselves first? Then we lead others. Then we lead organizations. Most individuals at high levels, they have a label that happens with them. You know, maybe they're called control freaks, or they're called A players, or they're just known for being that bull in the china shop. But when we think about what's happening, and if we're always focused outward trying to fix everything around us, well, of course we're trying to control everything. How can we possibly change all of the variables if we're not control freaks? If we're not trying to keep all of the pieces of the chess game moving forward so that we can get where we want to be? And then everyone around us describes us as a control freak. I want to tell you a little personal story about myself and why this subject matter is so important. If any of you have listened to the first podcast that I ever did, you'll know that I had a very traumatic situation that happened to me. Roughly 7 or 8 years ago, probably about 7 and a half, I had what I thought was total control over everything that I called my life. I was a leader, according to my definition of leadership at the time. I was also a complete control freak driven by fear. I'll be the first to tell you that I'm a recovering control freak. Notice I did not say recovered, the long way to go. I had a thriving business, two of the best little beings that were 2 and 5 years old at the time. I was heavily involved in my community. I was in leadership roles within the community. I was training for a half marathon. Life, in my perspective, was good. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't think life was perfect. I was a single parent, and not one of those single parents that are waltzing around the dance floor, you know, the ones that make every other single parent look bad. I was more of the hyperventilating, shaky single parent trying to keep all of the balls juggling, spending all of my energy on keeping those balls I called my life in the air, with the constant fear that if one of those balls fell, everything would come crashing down and I would be discovered as the fraud that I felt I was. I was running here, I was running there. I was leading towards an outcome at all times. I was exhausted. Then, one beautiful sunny day, I was out from my training run, and out of the blue, my left leg went out from under me and stopped working completely. I found myself on the ground in the middle of my favorite running trail, and for the life of me, I could not will my leg to move whatsoever. Turned out, after many doctors and specialists, I had contracted Lyme disease. This is a disease that's caused by the bite of a tick, and it was a very long journey back towards health. And honestly, I learned so much in the last 8 years, 7.5, 8 years, about who I am, about life, and about what I live and breathe, which is leadership. The thing I feared the most, which was that I wouldn't be able to keep up the facade of having it all together, came crashing to the forefront of my life. I found myself unable not only to continue to be involved in all the things I identified myself with and I dedicated myself to, but I was also unable to take care of the basic needs of myself and my children. I was vulnerable and I felt very, very alone. You know, the worst part of it, as someone who had studied the science of leadership for years, I felt I had no one to lead. My identity had crumbled. I was a leader with no followers, which, my friends, is a terrible blow to a greatly inflated ego. So while I was pawing my way through that, something else was also happening. Through the place of vulnerability, I learned more about leadership than any of the education I had, or the classes I taught, or the books I read, or the books I wrote could ever, ever teach me. I had become what society classifies as a vulnerable member of the community. What an eye-opening experience. What also happened is that I finally understood that with one individual that was the most important individual in my life was none other than me. And the most important person to lead was me. That through the act of personal leadership, I was not only able to gain back my health and build those things I believed in and cared deeply about, but I was also starting to have the impact I was always searching for. I was able to engage with others at a very real level, and together we were able to create some pretty amazing things. I was now able to see that building your community, and whatever that looks like for you, is extremely important because your community will be there for you when you need them. About the importance of an identity or an entity that you can lean into. So what do I mean by that? When we start to understand who we are because our focus has shifted from external to internal, we can lean into that identity. We can lean into who we are. It gives us a strength that we don't have when we're constantly focused outward. It gives us the strength in those moments where we don't feel like we have any. Because all we have to do is sink back inward. Just connect into, who am I? What do I care about? How do I want to contribute? In some of our shows in the past, we've talked about, how do I want to serve? It's the same thing we're talking about here. We want to know, what's our place here? How do we affect? What's our ripple effect? We can't understand that if we're solely focused outward. If we claim our identity based on what we do for a career, where we live, how much money we make, what kind of car we drive, what kind of friends we have, what's our status in society, those are not our identity. Those are the things that we project outward because we believe everyone around us needs that. And when we talked in beginning of January, we're talking about resolutions and the farce of resolutions. That's what we're talking about here. So instead of setting these outward goals to become, if we can first focus on who we are and how we want to contribute and then set the goals, those goals are driven and there's a higher rate of success because they're coming from us. They're not coming from everyone around us. What I've learned is way different than who I was trying to be. I learned that true achievement and the feeling of fulfillment, it comes when you do things because you believe in them, not because you're afraid of what might happen if you don't. I'm going to repeat that. I learned that true achievement and the feeling of fulfillment comes when you do things because you believe in them, not because you are afraid of what might happen if you don't. There is a certain reality to leadership. Some things just need to get done and you make that happen. What I also know is that when we choose to show up and bring ourselves to the party, we have a greater ability to make a difference. Every single person listening to this, you are all original. And like everyone else, you are here as a leader. So as I close out this series, this show that I've done, my intent of the show the whole time was to bring insight and value to those that listen to this show. I hope I've accomplished that. And I appreciate your loyalty. I know I have a lot of loyal fans and listeners, and I do appreciate you. Because what I want for all of you is that the things you commit to, know why you're committing to them. Spend your time and energy making your specific contribution based on who you are. How do you figure that out? Start to focus on you instead of always focusing out towards everyone else. Life feels easier when you are constantly deflecting outward. I know it. I get it. I was a champ at it. Anytime the conversation became about me, I deflected it out to the other person. Why? Because I was completely uncomfortable thinking and speaking and acting from me. Because what if? What if they don't like me? What if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not smart enough? What if, what if, what if, what if? And I lived in that circle. I was giving my power away all of the time for the sake of pleasing others. Once I gained that back and decided to take back my power, not in an aggressive or manipulative way, but in a true strength way, which really has nothing to do with anyone outside of yourself, life shifted very, very quickly. And I believe that as leaders, if we can focus on ourselves and bring ourselves into the equation and bring our focus in there, our ability to lead when we get back to the place of leading others and leading organizations is 100-fold. Our ability to truly be the person we want to be in this world and to contribute from that place, it's unstoppable. It can move mountains. When we lead with thought and we lead with intention, not fear and control, remember, always, always, always check in with yourself. It takes only seconds. And make sure that you're aware of whether you're going through the motions. Are you moving robotically through your life or through the situation or through your career? Or are you deliberately choosing to show up today? Because collectively, together, doesn't matter where you live or what you do, if we start to lead ourselves before we try to lead with others or attempt to lead an organization, we will move mountains. I've seen it over and over and over again. I want that for you. I want that for the people you engage with. I want that for the organizations you work for with. I want that for the communities that you live in. Because we deserve to show up. And we deserve to show up with personal leadership. It is an inside job. And if you feel it's an outside job, then slow down a little bit more. And bring the focus back into you. There's this concept of, you know, meditation is very big right now and being still. But really, we're talking about slowing down enough to hear yourself. We're talking about slowing down enough and working through the chatter that you have built in your life based on your past and the way you have robotically moved through life and the, what you know. Everything in our life is equal to what we know. So let's change what we know. Let's learn, let's grow, and let's expand. Because when we learn, grow, and expand, we create. And that is a beautiful life. When at the end of the day, when we can come in and what people know about us is who we were, who we are right now, and talk about the contribution we made at such a larger level than getting up every day, that's really when we have lived a fulfilling life. So I encourage you to just slow down, pull it in, take a look at yourself, take a look at your chatter, let the chatter go, and move forward deliberately with intention in each of the steps that you do. Thank you for being dedicated listeners. Thank you for spending your time with me. I do appreciate you greatly. And I look forward to putting out more content, more information for all of you. Any of you wishing to reach out to me can do so at jenna@womenthatlead.com. And the information is also on Bold Radio Station on my page. So thank you, everyone. I have enjoyed my time with you. And I look forward to seeing you down the road. Have a great rest of your day. Make it a great life. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Jenna on today's program, Women That Lead, Our Leading Edge. For more information regarding today's show or on any of the programs Women That Lead offers, please visit www.womenthatlead.com. Until next time, lead with alignment, passion, and purpose.